Half a dozen people are standing on yoga mats in a dimly lit studio. They're all holding neon green drumsticks. They bang them together, slam them on the ground, wave them in the air. It's called pound.
Hold your core in.
You got out a lot of whatever's inside of you that day.
It's still the highlight of my week, I would say, for sure.
Amelia has on funky white, blue, and gray marbled yoga pants. She teaches pound at Wellstrong. It's a sober gym, so all the members and most of the instructors are in some form of addiction recovery.
Reverberating the sticks against each other to the ground literally shakes up energy in our chest and heart to release trauma.
She discovered pound last November and just started teaching this past January. But even from her first class, she immediately knew she had to go back.
As a woman, I've never been encouraged to get any sort of aggression out or just be loud and wild and free. You know, my recovery is really important to me, but a lot of it's super mentally and emotionally intense. And this, it almost like reminded me of like the playful, happy side that I still have in me, which I feel like I lost.
Amelia is about a year into her recovery. She told me she never thought she would be in a healthy enough place to be an instructor. But this class changed all of that. She has a bright smile and laughs at her own jokes. But there was a time in her life where things were just dark.
For a long time, I was a what you'd call like a functioning alcoholic.
She managed to maintain her job in rare disease research and practice yoga when she could. But there were days she'd wake up after a night drinking with bruises she didn't remember getting, sometimes filled with dread and regret that she'd hurt people she cared about.
I don't even think there was a good day. You know, not one. Yeah, definitely not. I was not happy at all.
Amelia told me that recounting that time in her life is like an out-of-body experience, hovering overhead, looking down at who she used to be.
Towards the end, I didn't want to drink anymore. It's like I had to, so I didn't get sick or shaky. The list can go on. What drinking did was just make everything go away, but everything, including happiness, hope, drive. And almost every day that this happened, even at the end, I would wake up saying, I never want to drink again. And then in a few hours, the thoughts would go through, I have to. There's no choice. I was a prisoner to alcohol, and that was awful.
Being in that place just wasn't her, so she got some help. But after 6 months in recovery, she relapsed. Amelia said she felt so criticized in her early recovery. The stigma behind addiction made it really hard for her to ask for help. She was so depressed, she could barely sleep.
My mental health just felt out of whack. I just felt out of whack. You know, recovery just takes time in general.
Amelia spent time slowly rebuilding herself. She moved into a sober home and formed relationships with the women there. And they brought her to Wellstrong. After a few weeks, she took her first pound class, and a burst of energy followed her back home.
When I walked in the door, I was like elated. Oh my God, we just came back from this class. And we were like reenacting without drumsticks. Of course, the movements and everyone, the look on their faces was a little bizarre, but we didn't even care.
The sober home she was living in had specific hours for phone use. And she completely gave up her phone time once a week because it was the same time as pound class.
It sounds super corny, but like the physical release and empowerment of pound was like, I'm back. I love trying new things. You know, I lose myself in addiction completely, and it's like, oh my God, right, duh, here's Amelia.
Amelia slowly worked her way from the back of the room to the front. Her excitement caught the eye of the instructor, and she offered Amelia a full scholarship to take the pound teacher training. It was something she never expected, but it brought back that hope and that drive that she'd lost.
Connection is the opposite of addiction, and that's it. It's not like connection and, you know, connection and food. No, I mean, food's great, but like, it's the opposite is other human beings. You know, I am grateful that I am in recovery. It's a beautiful thing. I get to learn a way to live that other people don't always get to.
Inhale up.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Camila Kashani in Falmouth.
One more time.